end the show this morning. We'll have a power update later on. We'll start off with why some people are just not nice anymore. And then a big one later on today from 11 o'clock. Now, let's get straight to it. Cooking gas vendors in Port Harcourt are advising residents to be mindful of fake cooking gas as they seek an alternative to diesel. Now, it followed the recent increase in the cost of diesel to about 800 naira. Now, those who spoke to our correspondent said the fake cooking gas is a mixture of different gases and is dangerous. You would expect it to be dangerous. Now, they called on the government to fix the country's refineries as a solution to the increasing gas prices. They also want the sharp practices in the oil sector checked, right? All of this should, get things back up until, a good keel, an even keel, if one can say so. But this is my question this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Why in all that is good and holy would anybody want to sell adulterated gas? Why?
They should get the equipment ready, yeah, so that we can be able to refine gas. We can refine all our products. If we have a standard refinery, there's no need of buying importation gas. Like I told you before, we are buying importation gas. So if government now can make our refinery a standard refinery, I think the price will meet.
Let refineries come back. Let government take over the refineries. Let government take over the regulator. Government is not going to business, but they regulate it.
We bought gas earlier on about 300 something. For now, we buy for 519 naira per liter. And for people that run hotel, like my boss did, there is increase now in the price of lodging in every hotel everywhere in the country. The government should look into it. It's as if it's being monopolized by some people, so I don't know. The cost of the increment now, nobody knows.
What we want them to do about it is for them to work towards it and reduce the cost of the gas. So that's just to reduce it.
When they bring the price down, the price is too much. No money, all gas there every year, so maybe they bring the price down.
I think the government should do something about it. If not, people will really suffer. It's causing more hardship on people.
So there's a clear need, there's an urgency for the prices to obviously come down. Now, those of you who are economists or maybe students, or you're keeping abreast with the times and the information, you probably can hazard a guess as to why these prices are becoming this high. Obviously, you have the Ukraine war, and then without, sounding too harsh on anybody, it's been a very long time since any refinery in this country has worked up to 50% capacity. So yeah, there you have it. But beyond that is the question, a moral question this morning. Why would anybody sell adulterated gas? What exactly is the motivation here? Now, we've seen in time past adulterated kerosene that, would burst in flames. There were reports back in the day of people's homes catching fire. People, just cooking, they turn around, next thing they hear a boom. In fact, I have seen this right here, just about 8 months ago, just driving through one of the communities, and then the woman literally kicked her stove away because it caught fire and she couldn't control it, right? Now, you can say, for kerosene, people can see, they can monitor it. But with gas, you can't see gas. At the very best, you can smell it. Where is the humanity in the putting of adulterated products in the same bottle and selling to somebody as gas? It's one thing to say, they just pumped air. No, they're not just pumping air into your bottle. They're pumping something that could cause harm, something that could explode. And then you hear comments like, it is village people.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 08090306416. Right, if you're just joining us, our conversation is all about cooking gas. It's become a mainstay for a lot of people. And remember, a few months ago, we had a conversation of alternatives as people started using biofuel and all of that. But even with that, It is very worrisome that there are some individuals who have now decided to adulterate gas. It befuddles the mind. I actually have to say this. The question is, why exactly? How much profit margin can one expect to gain by putting the lives and properties of other Nigerians at risk? At Nigeria Info on social media, that will be on Twitter and Facebook. Onyema is on the line. Onyema, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello, Onyema. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Please, who told you that there's a cooking gas? Tell him how did they notice it.
That's the question.
There's no fed cooking gas in Port Harcourt. Don't mind that man. The man don't know what to say. I've been in gas. You understand? There is no fed cooking gas. He just want to raise false alarm. Ask the person, how did he notify a fake one?
Now, Onyema, hold on.
You cannot refine fake.
Hello, Onyema.
No cooking gas. The person just raised false alarm.
Hello, Onyema. Hello, good morning.
Eh?
Okay, now, this question is very important because I actually asked one of those...
Oh, dear.
Now, when I listened to this yesterday, you know, those of you who don't go to the, what do you call them, the gas stations, the gas plants to buy gas, right? A lot of people use vendors. Those guys that will come deliver the gas into your cylinder, they turn it upside down. I've done that before. Didn't have enough money, so I'll just, okay, give me 1,000 naira gas, and then they turn it, they wait, you know, and you go their way. Now, I asked one of these persons, look, is there any such thing as fake gas? And the person says, well, it's very difficult to get, but it happens. That what some people do is that the normal LPG, they pour it in, okay, and then they get something else. He just says they get something else, and in order to make the gas cylinder feel heavy, they put something else into the gas bottle. And I asked this person, but why? He said, okay, maybe sell. And I said, gas too expensive. It may not be as rampant, or it may not be as common as maybe the report, but the fact that it came up, the fact that it's happening, is a cause for concern. Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody do that? 90.3, hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
After the Civil War, Nigeria did not go through the healing process. There was no plebiscite to discuss the immediate and remote cause of the Civil War. I stand to be corrected if there was any moment like that in the history of Nigeria. The major causes, one was greed, selfishness, and wickedness. These issues were not brought to discourse. The sharing formula of the national interest was weak to favor one particular angle.
Okay.
Men of the other side became so greedy to themselves, the adulteration of product to grow their business, to sustain their life, it's like the rat race. Everybody was now struggling to survive. So adulteration of products, embezzlement of products, short change of opportunities became the order of the day. So if you say what brought us to this point, it is a greedy nature. Now, even the regulatory agencies we put in place, where are they?
Of all the greedy natures one could have, it befuddles once again how anybody could see it as fair to do something that people can't even see. With kerosene, for example, people could tell, it's looking somehow. With even petrol, we noticed it. It caused a national outcry. But with gas, it's a bit more...
My brother, in this country, people are doing the unthinkable. When we talk about ritual killings before, was it not the old people that are doing it? Today, is it not teenagers?
God's time is not Nelga. God's time, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. The problem we have in this country is that people tend to make money at the health or even they don't care about the masses. Someone has just raised an alarm that there is fake gas circulation in the country, most especially in Port Harcourt. And some people are calling to ask or to ascertain how did he come about the report or this thing? You should understand that there was this adulterated fuel that was imported into the country. To this moment, we've not had anything. Nobody has discussed anything about it again. Even after the federal government made some threats, how some people will be brought to books. Some people engine damage and the rest of them. This is fuel we are talking. This is gas. Gas is put in an enclosed cylinder. Mm. Something you don't have to see. You can't see it. If there is fire outage of gas, you can't control it. It's totally impossible for us to control it. I think the government should swing into action because when this thing will happen, people will die. And I will say it's the community, the village people, because we do hear this thing. But it's due to the greed nature of our people.
So greed, once again, labeled progress is an LLA. Progress, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Good morning,
Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
The question is, why would people do a thing like this? Why would people go into bringing fake gas?
Of all the things.
In their people's life. Am I right?
Yes, of all the things. Yes, why gas?
See, because of the state of the country, anybody can do anything, mark my words, I say anything to survive, especially when it has to do with cheating others. Yesterday, somewhere around East West Road, we got to a filling station. I will not mention the name of the filling station. But the price of the fuel is not tagged in the pump. They only tell you that this is what we sell. And as they run it into your car, you will not see it leaking. So therefore, they can give you anything. Nigeria think of how to get money into their pocket instead of thinking of how to standardize their product. I will say it again. I say Nigeria think of fast ways to take money from people's pocket into their own instead of thinking of how to make product to the original. Therefore, anything goes. So if you are thinking to get the regional market in Nigeria, then you have to think again. Therefore, the issue of gas is even a small thing compared to what they are doing now. They sell people, they sell human beings. So what is gas then? So you fill your gas, and before you want to use it, the thing is finished.
Okay. All right, Progress. Thank you very much. Well, you can understand if you're on any side of the divide here. Is it really true? Is it not true? Or to what extent? You know, how sure are we that there is fake? Genuine worries. The point is, some people have thought about it.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, 25 minutes top of the hour. Good morning once again. My name is Jude Omamigbe. The show is Hello Port Harcourt. And this morning, this Thursday morning, as we look at the office and business conversations, well, we're looking at the business of cooking. And this morning, we're talking about adulterated cooking gas. Now, do you believe there is? Now, whether or not you believe, the question that I have asked is, why would anybody want to even adulterate gas and then sell it to the public? Now, of all the things that we have come to see being adulterated in this part of the world, talking about petrol, even diesel. Remember, those of you who are old enough, you probably have heard at the time when there was, in quote, a poor quality of diesel. And so sometimes, you know, you hear people say, oh, they want NNPC diesel. They don't want other types of diesel. It was very interesting times a few years ago. And now the question of gas. Now, once again, the question I ask is, why? What exactly is the motivation? Of all the things that you could want to adulterate, why buy cooking gas? What exactly is the motivation? With the kerosene, with the diesel, there are signs that you can readily see, even with petrol, you know, that can help you filter, you know, some of those things. But with gas, it's a bit more difficult. There are ways, and I'm going to share one or two with you that I found online. Once again, please, when you call us, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Do not make any comment that might be seen as inciting, and above all, do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
A 0817923-0003, 0817923-0003, 0817923-0007, and then 0817923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. Onyeka is back on the line. Onyeka speaking to us from Ada George. Onyeka, good morning to you and thank you for calling.
Good morning. I called back.
Yes, can you hear us clearly now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay,
talk to us. That is, I'm telling you, is lie.
Okay.
For adulteration gas. Because, the person who told you that thing, he just wants you to be buying from him. I want to pay all that part.
Okay.
Gas, you cannot adulterate gas. Gas is not like fuel or dessert. They don't find them the same way. Gas is a, go and ask expert. Don't go and ask for a short person. There's nothing like adulteration gas. Any gas is saw something inside. If it's oil, by when they are refining it, there are some particles of oil that used to left inside the gas. Nothing like adulteration. Nobody should give you that notion. Nobody can adulterate gas. Nobody.
Okay.
Put me where? Go to go ask expert before the person starts giving you false things. You cannot. Nobody can adulterate gas.
All right.
At all. Gas. That's why I'm telling you all this. All those vendors, they know the way to keep their customer. They take their customer anything they like to keep their customer. So there's nothing like adulteration. No adulteration, please.
All right,
before
Onyeka,
this one firing in again.
Thank
nothing
you.
Like adulteration.
Thank you very much, Onyeka. So Onyeka says it's very difficult, and you know when you look at those who are involved in illegal bunkering, they don't go about gas. Clement is in Ada George. Clement, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Welcome.
Just to maybe add to what the previous caller have said, but I'm throwing this line. Of course, I want to believe that gas dealers are listening. I see the sound you played yesterday also on this station. And maybe I'll be expecting that they have a union or something that will also come to the general public and tell us to say, okay, what you guys have heard is not true or it is true.
Mm.
You know, even at this time, this is almost to 10, if I'm not mistaken, none of them have come out to say it is true or it is not true. Now we understand what gas is. It's like the air we breathe. It's called gas. It's not one liquid that we drop and we see it running or something. So just like somebody will say, even a live chicken, I don't know how possible it is. Jude, can you tell that a live chicken, that you go to a poultry and you see a live chicken and you see that one is fake, look at it, as it's moving there, it's fake chicken, don't buy that one. I don't know if you've ever heard that. In fact, that would be the biggest breakthrough news I will ever hear, that chicken that is walking there, look at it, look at that red one, it's fake. The other one is not fake. Inside the same cage. I don't know if you understand.
Totally understand. Totally understand. Thank you very much. God's Power is on there. God's Power, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good
Hello,
morning.
Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, God's Power.
Jude, it is a very painful experience. I mean, it's a very painful thing what is really going on in connection with cooking gas. I look at it that greed is one of the factors. Another thing that is responsible is lack of respect for human life. To adulterate gas is very dangerous. You and I, we know how dangerous, how flammable even the genuine gas is. Then what about the adulterated one? Lack of respect for human life. Greed. An excessive love of money. Some people, they want to become rich overnight. They want to become rich overnight. They don't want it to be step by step. So government should clamp down on such persons.
Mm.
And if there is any way government can, or those who are in charge, help us to know how to identify the fake gas, it will be very fine, so that people will not patronize them. They will remain with their fake gas, so that they can learn to do the right thing. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Gospar. Now, once again, you know, whether the notion is the gas is fake or not, you know, is where a lot of people have a bone of contention. My question is, why would anybody even want to do that? Now, from what I have been reading and from what I have also found out, and I have opened new pages here this morning, one thing that I know, right, that is very readily faked. Do I use the word faked or maybe not made to proper standard? It's the gas cylinder. The gas bottles themselves have different standards. So sometimes some people would sell you gas, right? But the gas cylinder is not of a good quality. Substandard gas cylinders. In fact, it was such a big deal. Where's that report? It was such a big deal. I think SON, put up a communique about, gas cylinders, and that Nigerians should be careful about buying gas cylinders that are not up to standard. In fact, there's even an expiration date for some of these things. Barry is in Ajib. Barry, good morning to you. Hello, Barry.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Let me get my voice. In this country, it's a country that all inclusivity is possible in Nigeria because of the hardship. You see, when imagine human beings can make an adulterated gas that you cannot see, don't smell. Oh my God!
But that happened
in this country in something else. We are praying that God will reveal this, God will unveil whatever is in his heart, because it's selfish. It's not good. What kind of money are we looking for in this country? Wow. God will help us in this country.
Oh, right. Once again, it's God. Now, once again, let me go back to, I think I found it. This on the New Telegraph. Fake gas cylinders, right, likely to dominate the market. The gas cylinder is the issue. Now, producers and smugglers of substandard cooking gas cylinders will continue to thrive in their business until Nigeria begins to produce high-quality gas cylinders. And this comment was made by the Director General Standards Organization of Nigeria, Malam Farouk Salim. This was October of last year, 2021. So it might be the gas cylinder, not the gas itself. But the notion that people would have is what befuddles my mind. Why would anybody want to sell fake gas? Let's assume they can't even fake. Why? But we do know that it's substandard gas cylinders that are the problem. Stanley is speaking to us from Stadium. Stanley, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
That's not Stanley, Nnamdi.
Oh, Nnamdi. Oh, apologies. Good morning, Nnamdi.
Okay, so I tend to agree with the person that said gas is not fake. But you have to understand from the basic of, from the knowledge of maybe basic chemistry, gas is a composition of other compounds. So it means that, and gas can be measured in density.
Mm.
When someone says he bought a fake gas or they are a fake gas, what he might be implying is there are some gases that can burn faster than the other one.
Mm.
You understand? Because of maybe the density and all that, it might not necessarily think that the gas is fake.
It's fake, yes.
But the composition of this one is maybe higher, or it's not the same thing with the one every other person calls the normal gas. It's not like in poor where or kerosene, where it's fake, it becomes dangerous. But in some cases, maybe a gas, a particular gas can burn faster than so. So when people are complaining that this gas they bought from this particular place finished before these other guys went, you might not completely right say what they're saying is not right. Because gas is a compound of other, it is not in the right proportion, if there is possibility that one can burn faster than the other. I think that's my own contribution to that.
All right. Stanley, thank you very much. Now, Stanley has inadvertently led me to my final piece of information that I wanted to share this morning. So, we're talking about cooking gas, all right? So, let's get to what cooking gas is. Cooking gas contains either natural gas, methane, or liquefied petroleum gas. Now, if it's LPG, right, cooking gas contains either propane or butane or a mixture of both. Let me read it again, please. Cooking gas contains either natural gas, which is methane, or LPG. And if it's LPG, which is liquefied petroleum gas, right? Cooking gas contains either propane or butane or a mixture of both of them. Now, if the cooking gas is compressed natural gas or biogas, the main constituent is still methane. Now, there's a difference between CNG and, you know, propane LPG. Now, the big difference between, in quotes, the biogas and the propane is its volumetric energy density. So, LPG, right, has nearly three times the energy density of CNG. So, in other words, for comparable capacity cylinders, right, the LPG content, right, means that an LPG cylinder, which is widely sold around here, would last more than twice the CNG. Another difference is that the biogas and propane, right, are stored under different pressures. CNG pressure can be more than 10 times that of LPG. So it is very possible that this, in quote, notion of fake cooking gas, right, might just be one being biogas and the other being proper LPG. However, when the constituents are mixed inappropriately, there is likely a problem. It's likely a problem. Maybe that's what the, in quote, vendors are referring to. Once again, speaking to them and obviously making some research, it led the question, well, why would anybody want to do something like this in the first place? WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp. And then go to social media handles, Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. All right. Okay. Okay, this one is a testimony about gas explosion. No, okay, all right. Someone saying, Jude, there is fake gas. Really? It's a combination of two gases. It's odorless, difficult to smell. That's a gusa. How can I... Oh, okay. Well, that's another. I would say a woman testified in our church last Sunday. Husband lit the cylinder and after the refilled, it exploded. Maybe it was, you know, filled beyond its capacity. I would say times like this, everyone is looking for a way to amass wealth after a sought-after commodity. Okay, all right. This is another personal issue that I need to raise this morning. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you very much. Good morning. It's a thing of concern. Society and the entire system that's generated a lot of unscrupulous elements ready to do anything for money. But still, does that mean that they're able to adulterate gas? 92.3, good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello? Oh. My name is Baridi Giadom, the radio governor, and I have my PVC. You see, this gas of the rate of which the big ones are in the market is alarming. I bought 12.5 kg. It didn't even last for up to a month. Not that I have restaurants, I don't cook fast food. Lasted for just 18 days, 15 days, 12.5 for about 9,000 plus. So people should be very careful where they go get their gas. They should go to, the...
Okay, all right. Yeah, you would always advise people to go to proper stations, gas stations, and they're all of that. There are a lot more of them these days. There's a time where you have to travel out of your area to get your cylinder filled, but these days petrol stations now have gas cylinders. What do they call it? Modular. Yeah, I think that's it. To a very small scale where they can distribute and sell. True. Now, once again, it might not be that the gas is fake or maybe it's not burning properly. It may just be two different gases that have been put in. Maybe that's what is being sold as, fake gas. However, the question is, why would anybody do that? Why? Anyway, good morning, Jude. Behavior is a function of consequence. Because some persons have made money from selling adulterated kerosene and the like, and no punishment was meted onto them, they are motivated to adulterate other things. People have joined. Gift wall there. Temple is speaking to us from Rumomasi. Temple, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, the very distinguished. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning to you. Welcome.
The very distinguished, if I'm coming to this conversation, as far as I'm concerned, when you talk about the feeling of cooking gas, just imagine yourself, the gas cylinder, you don't see what is in the content. The issue is that sometimes the pump attendants, they manipulate the kilogram.
Okay.
In time of getting up to what you are paying for.
Mm.
Because you look at even sometimes when you go to the fuel filling stations to fill your fuel, sometimes your 10 liter in your jerry can not reflect what you have, even when you are seeing it. They'll talk more of the cylinder, that you are not seeing what is inside the content. Probably you filled 3 kg and you are able to use it for 2 weeks. And they went back to that same station, you feel the same 3 kg and you are not even able to use it for like 5 days or 3 days. You feel that the gas is adulterated or manipulated. The issue is that they manipulate the meter. It's manipulated. Sometimes you see 3 kg. It is not what is in the content because you are not seeing it. That is the real big deal. They manipulate it. Most of them are there. You complain to the authorities there. You complain to the manager that look at the doors are selling for them and are manipulating the process. Then you are not getting maybe what you are paying for. So sometimes they know what is the result for them. At the end of the day, they sell it off to make their own personal money. That is what is playing within the context of the gas stations. So they make their own money both from the reservoir. They care for themselves. Yes. So that is the issue. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Temple. All right, that's so much we can take on this conversation. We have a break coming up. So, like I stated, the real worry, the worry that's been very well documented is the cylinders themselves. So you have a lot of fake cylinders. Then you have individuals that may be putting the wrong gas in the cylinder, selling it to people unknowingly as LPG. That's another one. But the notion that some people want to or have tried to sell adulterated gas is a concern. This one, why would anybody want to sell adulterated gas? So ultimately, please make sure the cylinders that you use are genuine. They are not substandard. Preferably buy from authorized dealers if you can. And please, if you need to get your gas cylinders refilled, go to a proper station and have that done. My name is Jude. As always, thank you for joining us on Hello Port Harcourt. Good morning. We'll be right back.